Well, the Auditor General's recent report on the Newfoundland and Labrador Liquor Corporation was critical of the Crown Corporation. AG Julia Mullally found that former CEO Steve Winter acted in conflict of interest, and she's actually called for a total review of all government and Crown entities as it relates to this conflict of interest. Meanwhile, she's not the only one. Independent MHA Paul Lane is also calling for increased transparency, and he wants to see agencies, boards, and corporation reporting their annual budgets in much greater detail. Joins us live in studio. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Jerry Lynn. Great to be here.
Great to have you. We love live guests. Tell us what reforms you want to see and you know, why this is so problematic. Like, how does the government department operate versus an ABC?
Yeah, well, first of all, I think it's important to note right off the bat that, you know, we have a budget, an annual budget in the billions of dollars. And I believe somewhere between 60-70%, if I'm not mistaken, of that expenditure actually flows through government agencies, boards, and commissions, as opposed to core, what they call core government. Now, when we get into the budgetary process in the House of Assembly every year, there is obviously a large budget debate. Part of that debate process is a system known as estimates. And in that process, each department, the minister from each department, would come into the House of Assembly for a separate session. He or she would be flanked by, you know, their deputy ministers, assistant deputy ministers, and other senior staff. And across from them would be members of the opposition. And we would go through a line-by-line review of the budget of all of those core government departments, where we and it would be set up in such a way that it would show, for example, you know, what was budgeted for last year, how much was actually spent last year, and then how much they're looking for this year. And that's for everything. That's for office furniture, travel, salaries, you name it, everything, consultants' fees, and so on. We don't have a process such as that for our agencies, boards, and commissions. And like I said, that makes up probably two-thirds of the money. So, you know,
right, 60, obviously 70%.
we need to have a process, I believe, similar to what we do for core government, so that we can do a deep dive into the finances of those agencies, boards, commissions.
Now, some of those agencies, boards, and commissions, like you say, would probably argue that, you know, like Nalcor has trade secrets and commercial sensitivities there. So how would you get around something like that?
Well, first of all, you know, again, we're talking about budgets. We're not talking about, and that's no different than a core department. When you're going through the estimates process, you know, there's going to be limitations on what you can be told in terms of those types of matters, in terms of actual operations. And what may or may not be commercially sensitive. But certainly you have the opportunity to ask, and certainly all the actual budgetary numbers are there. And we're talking more about the budget, how that money is getting spent. Because like I said, this is the public's purse. The people own that money. And to think that elected officials, such as myself, who have been, you know, duly elected by the people of Newfoundland and Labrador, certainly in my case, the people of Mount Pearl Southlands, I should have the right to know exactly how that money is being spent in those agencies, boards, commissions. I should have the right to question how that money is being spent, and I should have the right to have those answers.
The public should have the right, yeah. And I mean, looking at it now, so this relates to the NLC, but there have been other situations as well. What other, I guess, moments are you thinking of or come to mind when you think that this greater transparency is so needed?
Well, you know, we've seen, as you say, what's happened with the NLC. And by the way, when we're talking about the NLC, we're really talking about this wine futures program. There's an awful lot of things. I mean, Mr. Winter himself, I believe, said that that was 3% or 5% of the business. I think I heard it reported
relatively
last week.
Yeah.
It was, you know, it was a very small part of the business. So what about the other 95% of the business? You know, what else is going? Well, you know, what else could be going on, or how is money being spent, and so on? We look at the school board, the Eastern
right.
School District, where, you know, we heard these ridiculous stories of people buying, renting wheelbarrows,
and, yeah,
and, you know, for thousands of dollars and so on. So, you know, we have our health authorities, we have Nalcor, you know. There are so many entities of government, and I don't believe that, you know, in general, we have the processes in place to really do that deep dive, and we do need to do more. We also have a public accounts committee of the House that can, you know, they'll pick a particular program of government here and there every now and then, and they'll call some people in and ask some questions. But that does not go far enough. It's certainly not done regularly enough. And I think we really need to tighten this stuff up so that we can get to the bottom of how our money is being spent and hold people accountable, more importantly.
Yeah, well, certainly the public deserves to know how our money is being spent when, like you say, it's 60 to 70% of public monies that are being used throughout the agencies, boards, and commissions.
Absolutely.
Pauline, yep. Anything else you'd like to get out there? Any final thought?
Well, I guess on a somewhat related topic, you know, another issue I think that's very pressing is we need to look at the legislation that we have that govern our agencies, boards, commissions, and even core government for that matter. You know, there are an awful lot of what I call escape clauses, loopholes, and so on that do exist in legislation that basically allow people in authority the ability to sort of skirt the rules and do whatever they want. And we've seen that raise its head in a number of different areas. And again, that's another thing that I'm certainly calling on government to do, to tighten up things around conflict of interest, things like blind trusts, numbered companies, and there's a whole host of others. So I'll be continuing to pursue that inside and outside the House of Assembly to try to hold government's feet to the fire and keep them accountable to the people who elected them.
And it's so important because when you really look at the brass tacks of this report, former CEO of the NLC did not break the law and did nothing wrong. It was the optics that A.G. Mullally had a problem with.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think in that particular case, you know, he may have technically followed the rules, but if the rules are broken and you're following broken rules, then you're still going to get the same poor result as we've seen here. So that's why the rules need to change, not just in that case, but in other pieces of legislation that govern how we operate here in this province.
Yeah, right across the board, no pun intended.
Absolutely.
Yeah.